Hey, today, powerful conversation. Powerful conversation. We've got two empaths here. They're going to be crying. We're only talking about resistance. That is it.
That I resist it. The resistance.
Yes. Yeah, so remember I told you off camera, see what I did?
Yeah.
No problem.
No resistance.
Law of attraction has a very significant response to resistance. A very significant response to resistance. So I'm going to basically talk about one thing, but it's going to have two things in it. Resistance and how the law of attraction responds to it, and how you are only creating half a universe. That's what we're going to talk about. That's it. Law of attraction and how resistance and how the law of attraction responds to resistance, and how you can create all of what you want, but you're only creating half of what you want. And that's always in most cases here. So in most cases, half of what you don't want is what you're creating. You create half of what you want and all of what you don't want, leaving you with a half-lived life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I like to move step to step.
That makes perfect sense.
Now, very powerful statement. Write this down. You can memorize it. Disease is the law of attraction's response to resistance.
Disease.
Disease. Yes.
So does that include headaches, fatigue, nostalgia, nausea, loss of hunger? It includes all of that?
All of that.
Okay.
Those phantom headaches you always have, the doctor can never figure out what's going on, but you know you have them. That is you manifesting dis-ease. Go ahead, you should say something.
Well, how can you tell the difference if it is a phantom headache or a sinus headache?
Doesn't matter. Because it can only exist in resistance. You create, whether it be phantom or real, if your body is not at ease, you will get disease. Disease. So it doesn't matter if it's if you need surgery, if you have toothaches all the time, if you have a headache all the time, or if you always have to take medicine, if you always have a migraine, if you're always frustrated, if you're always angry, if you always have tension in your neck, if you grind your teeth when you sleep at night.
Get out my pillow.
All up in my house.
All of this is you applying the law of attraction, but you're constantly at resistance. Constantly.
And that's our body telling us.
Your body is smarter than you, always will be, always has been. And plus, your body is nothing but pure energy.
So everybody has different ways. Some people have upset stomachs. Some people have headaches. Some people...
It just depends on how you're vibrating. It just depends on how your level of rejection and what you understand and your awareness, and you will manifest that way. If you're convinced that ulcers run in your family, you will manifest ulcers.
Because you vibrate at the frequency of everyone in my family has an ulcer, therefore I'm going to have an ulcer. So you vibrate at that frequency.
That is correct. Dis-ease, disease. The law of attraction, dis-ease. Dis-ease is a body not at ease with itself, which means a body rejecting prosperity. Go ahead.
Okay. I understand that. I get that.
I'm about to go deeper.
Well, no, I'm thinking germs,
mm-hmm.
viruses. Mm-hmm. Those are contagious. They're not. What if you get something like the flu? Flu is spread by coughing or germs.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Go ahead.
So, in response to what she's saying,
mm-hmm.
If we're vibrating at a frequency of dis-ease, it's easy for those things to attack us because we're not vibrating at a frequency That's right. Reason and, law
and,
of attraction.
And I'm going to get this to you biologically in a second. We're going to go deeper. But yes,
okay.
The reason, so you can't, well, because it's right now in this very room, there's bacteria everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Every doorknob you touch had bacteria on it.
And I walk barefoot everywhere.
You walk barefoot everywhere. The one of the filthiest places in the world is your touchscreen on your phone.
Because you pull up against your ear, you're talking, and other people usually be laying down. Whatever you touch, your hands, your bra, your pants. If all is on the ground, everything your hand touched, your phone, every time you shake someone's hand,
and then, hey, good to meet you.
And then we touch our phone, and then we put our phone to our ear.
I'm getting this horrible visual. You go into the sink
and you grab that sponge that's been soaking
in the slimy bacteria water that's been sitting there
all day. You didn't get sick with any of that. So you can't say, oh, you know, but if I caught the flu. Flu's all, if you, when you, you touch the flu virus, all this stuff. But when you're unhappy, when you're very low on sleep, because sleep is another way to vibrate. Your body recharges itself. When you're low on sleep, when you're unhappy, so let's go deeper now.
Okay.
There's, when you learned it in school, there was homeostasis.
Okay.
Your secret deodorant says pH balance.
Uh-huh.
This is all science, okay?
Strong enough
for a man, but created for a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Made for a woman.
Made for a woman. Okay. Okay, no, that's all right. Okay. I don't use it, but I have. And secret works very well for men. I was like, okay, this is pretty good. I'm not musty. I'd rather smell like powdered fresh than
that's the fragrance.
Burger King onions, you know? Choose my battle. I would choose powder fresh, you know? But what we need to... Did you see I didn't say so?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What we need to understand here is there is a pH balance inside of you, or your body is constantly at a level of health. When it gets tipped to the hyper or the hypo, and when it gets tipped to the hyper, which is up more than, or hypo, which is less than, you get sick or you die. I'll give you a few examples. Hypertension is too much tension in your veins. If just to, you know, get that layman's terms.
Right.
Too much blood pressure. Okay. Hypotension is not enough. Something's wrong with the beating of your heart, your circulation. Either one will lead to death if not checked. Mm-hmm. Hypothermia, heat, temperature, heat. Hypo, low heat. So when you get cold, you take your 98.6 degrees body that's supposed to be there, 98.6, 98.5, 98.7, we're cool. 98.9, 99, you feel it. What are we talking about? 4 degrees, 0.4 degrees, 0.4 tenths of a degree, you start feeling ill. 100, your body is burning out what doesn't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
That's is the same way you cook food in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
You burn what doesn't belong on the meat for you to consume it. It's the same way your body burns what doesn't belong in your body. That's fever is your body's response to infection. If this is how you know you have a bacteria infection. A bacteria infection doesn't work the same way with viruses. There's no cure for viruses. A bacteria infection, your body responds to it by overheating your body. Some white blood cells go to war, but it boils out what's wrong with the bacteria. Well, the bacteria is wrong. Well, you got bacteria, but what's wrong with that malicious bacteria? It boils out. Now, I said all that to say, your body is pretty smart.
Yeah.
It knows how to cook you without cooking you. So it knows how to cook what's wrong with you. Your body has been here longer than you. We've evolved to understand this is health for us. Your body is so great in a coma. We treat it so bad. I'm going to that here in a second. That's going to be a little deeper level. Your body is so great that in a coma for 25 years, your body will still stay alive.
Wow.
You have no conscious thoughts that we can understand. But your body will still use the restroom like it's supposed to. Success for your body is simply being alive. That is it. Now, you have to tell your brain, this is new success for us. We want to be a millionaire or whatever that means we want to be. We want to live our dreams. But for your body, success is simply staying alive. And there's a pH balance. Now, when it comes to pH balance, you want to be in the middle to where it's neutral. This is the only time in the world you want to be neutral. Okay?
Oh.
The only time.
This is the only time
you want to be lukewarm. Because you can have acidic, and pH works a little different. If it's positive, then it's really acidic, like battery acid. So battery acid would be 6 on a pH balance. You know, I think it goes to like 7 or 9. If it's 0, 1, depending on the kind of water we get, that's neutral. That's water. Mm-hmm. 0, 1, 0, somewhere in that one. It's water. Just depending on where you get your water from. Just trying to cover all the world. Trying to cover all the world. 1. And then you can go in the negative, and it becomes so non-acidic that it could be a problem as well. In some cases, okay? Mm-hmm. But you can purify water, all that stuff. You have to keep your body at a natural balance for it to fight off disease and for disease never to enter into it. We get ready to go deeper. I'm going to say a transitional statement. You got to go, okay. I'm going to say a statement to make all this make sense. Disease can never, ever, ever live in a healthy body. The environment can't contain it. So if you ever became sick for a moment, you were unhealthy and it got in.
Which means go ahead.
I was gonna say, does that work for cancer?
Cancer is simply cells that grow too fast, too much, multiply too well. Too well. Mm-hmm. It can't do that in a healthy body. You can only have that kind of rapid growth. Think of roaches, how they
multiply.
In a clean house, roaches can't multiply like that.
Right.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
In a dirty house, roaches will multiply. Or maybe not roaches. Maybe a roach was offensive to you. You ever had the little drain flies?
The fruit flies.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with clean or not. This is damp. This is condensation wetness. Okay, don't forget your question. Dry it. They lay their eggs in the dampness, in drains, in the dark. So that's what they do. You take care of that. You take care of the multiplication of the little fruit flies.
So if you keep the drain clean, you won't have that problem.
You are making a connection.
That's why I'm going to pour bleach down there. And then
you understand.
Yeah.
You keep the drain clean, you won't have that problem. Cancer cannot multiply in a healthy body. It cannot. And the truth is, you don't have high cholesterol in your family. You don't. That is a lie. You do not have high. Now, we'll feed you that. We'll feed you that millions of dollars with advertisement, high cholesterol. No. You have a dietary problem in your family. Y'all been eating the same food, all this butter and sugar forever. That's what that is. That's why you keep passing down cholesterol to cholesterol, because you keep passing down your mama's recipe.
So when they say it's hereditary, what does that mean?
Think of this. Who is the they in this sentence? Because you just hit me into a controversial question.
The family says it's the person.
The family is just saying something that they have been taught without a level of awareness. No problem. Okay. Not malicious whatsoever. There's just a lack of understanding.
Okay.
Is that as far as you want to go? I am no, prepared to go as no, controversial as you want to go.
What if a doctor says it's hereditary?
All right. An individual doctor will not give you bad advice in most cases. However, what we consider clinical or hospitable or a hospital is not individually run. They're run by councils and boards that have an agenda not to keep you alive, but to prolong your death.
Because that's how they make money. That's how.
Because if I ever cure you, you would need me. Go ahead, because I'm about to, because I got some, obviously I got some people to push back to that. I'm about, in fact, let me push back. Let me do it right now, because I purposely brought up an opposing viewpoint so I can smash it. Now, if they, what's better? For you to go to the doctor and get a shot, or for me to send you home with pills that you have to refill?
No, I want a shot and be done with it.
That is what's better. Now, what's better for my income if I'm the subscriber giving it to
me? Because that's not also getting refills, revisits. It's also to the drug company to market their pills, to get more money to do the studies on the pills.
The pharmacy.
The individual doctor wants you alive and well and happy and married and great with your dogs and, you know, your accident wall in your house and the chandelier coming down. They want you to have all that. But the system perpetuates more
because they make money from you being sick. Because
would you rather make money once or make money every time you pop a pill? If this was about money, if this was about income, my shareholders.
And if I was on the board of a hospital, definitely.
Watch this here. How many times have you went to the doctor in your life? Look, we'll combine it. I'm going to make all this make sense.
I would say 25 times.
I would say as a kid, maybe twice a year due to certain illnesses. And then as an adult, if it just gets to a point where I'm realizing. So I would say maybe 30 times.
Let's give you 50.
Okay.
Okay, no, let's give you 50.
That's too many.
Let's hypothetically give you 50.
Okay. Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. 50 and 25, 75. How many pills have y'all taken?
That's one bottle.
Okay.
One bottle of allergy pills.
You get it. Did you get it? Did you get what I just did there? Now, what's the best way for me to get paid? On your hospital visits or every time you pop a pill?
Every time I pop a pill.
Now, going deeper. What is the function of medicine? Real simple, it is to put the body at ease. Real simple, no matter what you say, the function of medicine is to put the body at ease.
Dave, I'm thinking of DayQuil, just over-the-counter medicine, NyQuil.
It doesn't matter what it is. It is to simulate ease in the body.
Even though whatever's going on in your body is still going on, it just puts that particular thing at ease.
DayQuil makes me function.
Inflammation. You are inflamed. I will take away the inflammation as long as this pill lasts. I am going to simulate temporarily the side effects of good vibration. Did you see what I just
did? Yes,
I did. Yes. Did you see what I just did?
Yes. Oh, so, let's say a toothache, I'm vibrating wrong because I have a toothache.
That's the way you get it.
And then after 6 hours, the medicine wears off. I'm still vibrating.
You always were. The pill simulated you actually being healthy. Instead of actually getting healthy, you bought health. Instead of actually meditating, you medicated.
Oh, that was so important. Say that again one more time. So
instead of actually meditating, you medicated. Meditation doesn't simulate your body at ease. It puts your body at ease. And you will cure yourself now. Now, I say cure yourself on purpose. Because now I've got some opposing viewpoints that I'm going to address. I am not saying don't go to the doctor. If you break your leg off,
please go.
Put your leg on ice. Go to the doctor and have them put it back on.
I'm sorry.
I just saw somebody walk in the hospital with a leg.
I can't keep putting back on.
I'm cooler with a leg in it.
I'm not trying to go against your religion. I know some of you don't agree with medicine. I am not against medicine. I am against, well, I'm not against anything. I'm not against medicine. I am for a responsible use of medicine.
Okay.
If you break your leg in three, morphine is appropriate. It is appropriate.
You're having a baby.
Well, y'all don't have that problem. You have that problem. If you have a baby, morphine...
An epidural is mandatory.
for those who, you know, don't mind...
No, that's a
drug-induced birth. Yeah, you, yeah. Which is, I'm not trying to offend anybody. What I'm trying to say is medicine has its place. Right. But a good vibration always has its place. Yes, yeah, you both got questions.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah. Would coffee be me medicating, me vibrating at a me having a low vibration?
Coffee has caffeine in it. Caffeine comes from nature. Anything that comes from nature in the proper moderation will be at harmony with your body. Oh. When you use caffeine to stay awake, you're no longer vibrating at the right frequency.
I get it.
That happened.
This last weekend we had a very long training event, and it was very long. We were seated, and every 3 or 4 hours, we were asked to get up and dance and move around and jam and jump up and down. And we can't do this. We're tired. We don't have no energy. After 20 or 30 minutes, I felt like I just drank an energy drink, but it was coming from within us.
Endorphins. Your body has its own hormones that energy drinks replicate.
Okay. Maybe that's why I got sick, because I drank an energy drink on top of getting inner energy, and I was like overloaded.
Because what was synthetic was not meant for you at that moment. It puts your body off vibration. This is never going to change. This is never going to change. The only reason that many of you have a problem with any, if you have a problem with this, the only reason you have a problem with what I'm saying is because you've been bought and taught to have a problem with what I'm saying.
Everyone needs coffee. I really have not had coffee all week.
Before there was an FDA... people naturally healed themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You took a plant.
Mm-hmm. Herbs.
And if I cut you right now, your body is self-regenerative. It will heal itself. Mm-hmm. But it can't heal itself if you're not vibrating at the right frequency of healing. Now, you don't have to understand what the right frequency of healing. Feel good, you're at the right frequency. You don't have to understand, 6.28 megahertz. You don't have to do all that. Feel good, and you will heal yourself. The reason why diabetics bleed out, because everything about diabetes is not healthy. And you got diabetes by vibrating at the wrong frequency, which made you eat the wrong things, which made you eat more, which didn't let you do hygiene as much as you should, which didn't make you let you exercise. You didn't just get diabetes. In most cases.
Is that why when they say somebody who already has a disease of cancer to laugh?
Yes.
To do anything that makes them happy, to stay in a good, happy mindset.
Not only are you absolutely correct, there are doctors, if they see you arguing, in fact, it is common practice that if you're going to have a surgery, and they see you not in a right mood, well mood, or arguing, they won't let you have surgery. Because the medicine won't take effect. Because your vibration, your anger would... Think about it. Drink while angry.
And you intensify that anger.
You would absolutely intensify the anger, but you won't be... It would take you more to get a buzz than it would if you were just relaxed and calm.
Okay.
Anger. So sometimes one glass of wine, I'm good, and then another night I might have to have two or three.
You need those two or three because you're so stressed out that the stress is making you have to take on more to get the same results as a natural high.
And then some nights when I just like, oh, okay, I'll have one glass and half a glass, and I'm like, oh.
If you have half a glass of wine while you're at your happiest, that half a glass of wine will do what four glasses of wine will do when you're
saving money too.
But we know this. And we save you money too. Which is part of vibrating at your frequency. We always save you money.
She put wine in it and I really understand.
Wine in it, she completely understands. Okay, so we can move forward. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Make sure you still
record. Yes. Yes.
All right, we're good to go. Now, so are we following along this far?
Yes.
The reason why you have bad things in your life, it's because you are resisting everything. You resist criticism. Well, it's not even criticism, because you resist when people try to help you. You resist when people, you resist money when it comes, hey, God, give me some money. And then somebody says, you know, you did a good job. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to pay for, oh, no, I can't take that. You... 90% of you do it, don't even deny it. I can put 90% on it, because statistics, 90% of people in the world are struggling.
Mm-hmm. Why do we resist?
Well, you tell me. Of course, I know the answer, but you tell me. Let me let you connect the dots. The question was, why do we resist?
I know resistance is also attached to fear. Resistance.
So I said the other day, there's only two things. Love, fear. That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all it is. There's nothing else.
Because if there was love, enough love of self, there wouldn't be any resistance. But because there's fear of many things, we resist.
Okay. Who taught you to fear? See, that's really the heart of your question. You resist because you've been taught to. Natural cures sound like a really bad thing to you. Because the FDA... it's paid a lot of money for you to believe so.
But maybe if I grew up with homeopathy, you know, if my parents were all into herbs and homeopath, is that what it's called?
The homeostasis.
Natural remedies. Natural remedies, I probably would.
You'd be more open to it.
Yeah.
I'm not lobbying for anything. I don't get paid for medicine or natural cures. I'm just telling you that meditation will always beat medication. Because when you meditate, the only side effects of meditation is happiness. When you vibrate, if you take out of meditation, even though it's still meditation, I'm going to say meditation again. It won't sound like it because some of you may be uncomfortable with meditation. I'm still talking about meditation. Vibrating at a correct frequency. Being happy. Being at ease with yourself. Being in peace. All that's meditation. Okay. You don't understand as meditation, because I have my legs crossed and my fingers like this, and I'm not chanting. You understand what I'm saying?
That was my first thing of meditation.
The reason why I'm effective, because I constantly, I learn a lot, and I know I love opposing viewpoints, and I never reject them. I receive opposing viewpoints so I can communicate properly with people.
Okay.
Which, now we're going deeper. You've been taught to reject everything. Mm-hmm. Half the universe. That's what we're going to talk about. Two things. I said one thing in two pieces. The dis-ease or the resistance. Disease is the resistance of the law of attraction. Disease is the law of attraction's physical manifestation. That's what that is. So law of attraction physically manifests itself into disease when you're constantly in a state of resistance. Then I said, you only create half the universe. Okay, so that now we go deeper. I don't reject opposing viewpoints. And since I don't reject opposing viewpoints, there are people that I can actually talk to.
Okay.
There's 7+ billion people out here. I can actually talk to all of them. Not y'all. Okay. Because if it goes against your religion, you cut them off. No conversation. They exist in some polluted land that they will go to hell. I talk to Muslims. I just brought up Muslim because I know you two are Christian, but I talk to all people because they exist for me. Because I did not create a reality in which I disagree with them.
Received and understood.
When I accept all cultures, I accept anybody who disagrees with me. Therefore, I have a full universe.
I get it.
Not the half I wanted.
I get it. I get it.
So let me say this and get your question. So if you don't have all your dreams and you're constantly rejecting things, you only created poverty, not prosperity. I'll break that down. Remember your question, because it's going to tie into it. If you don't have all of your dreams, that means you don't understand prosperity. Because if you did, you have all your dreams. That means you reject prosperity. Therefore, you're only left with what you have, not all of your dreams. If you are not living all of your dreams, third time, a little deeper, it'll be fully understood. Remember, this is predicated on the massive assumption that you are a rejecter, how do we know you're a rejecter? If you're not living every last one of your dreams, if you're not 100% happy, you are a rejecter. You are a resistor. We can say this without doubt. Why? Because it's a harvest. I trace it back to the seed. If you don't have what you want, you keep rejecting when it comes into your reality. And you only choose what you don't want. So when you are not 100% happy and don't have 100% of your dreams, and you reject all the time, guess what you're actually rejecting if you're living what you don't want?
Prosperity.
Now, both of you can ask your questions.
Okay, so when you say resist, because I know when you say resist and you use different cultures as examples, can you take it a little more closer to the home, as in inside of your home, in regards to an example of resistance? And I'm only asking, sure. Okay.
Each person in your house will have a culture that's not yours. Don't confuse culture with race, creed, or religion. It can be. But then organizations like this one has a culture. We are very giving people. That's why I give a lot of stuff away for free. We're givers. You meet any one of us, we'll be giving you something. Somehow, we'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. This is our culture. That has nothing to do with race, creed, or religion. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, take three people. Let's make it three for easy numbers. Each person, if you're the fourth, each person in your house has different cultures. Mm-hmm. So when you reject what they're saying, you're rejecting them and their culture. Because you can't understand that you don't get to accept someone and not their culture.
I got it.
Okay, now what? Say one more thing, you got it. If I learn the language of pick a race, culture.
Hispanic.
If I learn Spanish, I will immediately become sympathetic and empathetic to Spanish culture. Because you can't take the time and learn a language without loving the culture. In your house, if I'm rejecting your culture, I also reject you, no matter how much I love you.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
It did.
Oh, yeah, I can keep going.
Okay, so example.
Okay.
I'm married.
Okay.
We're sharing a home together.
Mm-hmm.
If my husband tells me something that's from his culture, like, and when I say his culture, what he grew up learning.
Right.
Because it's not something that I grew up learning. So when I reject or resist whatever he tells me, I'm resisting him and his culture. Therefore, I'm creating that other world that you were talking about.
If you are resisting anything, you're creating disease. Let's just, I'm going to answer your question, but we need to clear this up. Mm-hmm. Every time you resist, you forfeit your dreams.
Okay.
See, I'm not against anything. I corrected myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not against anything. When you resist, you say, dream, I don't want you. And then you go, get rid of me and bring me something that will kill me and hold me back from my dreams. This is what you're doing. Now, to answer your question, subconsciously, when you reject your hypothetical husband's stuff, he perceives it as you reject him and his mama and what she taught him.
Okay. And his grandma.
And his grandmother. And how dare you mess with Grammy? And this is why you have a problem. Because he's not fighting what you said. He's fighting you don't accept where he comes from.
And that's an example of resistance. I got you.
That's one example of resistance.
One example. Okay.
There is an infinite possibility of examples you can come up with. You had a question.
I think you kind of answered it. It was more like, there's a lot of people out there that actually reject, but they don't know it.
Well, yeah.
I was just saying,
no, they,
definition
they,
of rejection.
To be kind, they don't know it. We got to go to Napoleon Hill for this. Napoleon Hill, one of his early chapters, talks about auto-suggestion. Mm-hmm. This is the part of your mind, subconscious, mm-hmm. that you have already taught yourself how you will respond to something no matter what. You have a lot of learned behavior. And the way I like to give this example, you have a lot of learned behaviors. Somebody cuss you out, you keep your mouth shut, you go, it's okay. God bless you. So learn behavior. Good job. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But if I walk up to you and slap you across your face right now, to slap you for no, you don't even know me. I just go. Whatever is in your auto suggestion is going to instinctively come out.
Yeah.
Instinctively.
Yes.
Instinctively. You ain't because you don't have time to. You don't have time to use these learned behaviors. Mm-mm. That's your auto suggestion. So when I say something similar to, well, I do the example all the time, you're going to make $1 million. You're like, yeah, sure. Because you have this learned behavior. You think that's how you really feel. When I put a time limit on it, you're going to make $1 million in the next 3 seconds. You go, wait,
hold on, wait a minute.
Now,
how am I going to do that?
That's okay. Not
possible. How, where, why, when.
Yeah.
And, so, and what you do is you say, I can make $1 million. If I had more time. Now think about that actual statement. Because the inverse of the inner spectrum is, I never have enough time to make $1 million. Mm-hmm. And that's how you really feel.
Yes.
Okay.
So it is quite possible that someone would not know they reject all the time because they haven't actually put in a thought that they have two different thoughts. They have... So people call it different things. I think Neil Donald Walsh will call it sponsored thoughts, or maybe that's Abraham Hicks. I'm not sure. A lot of people jumbled up in my head. I listen to a lot of people. One of them says sponsored thoughts. I have no idea which one it is. It's just it's all up here somewhere. I've got 1,500 people in my head talking at the same time every time I talk. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, 1,500 people. It's about true though. Now that I hear voices, although I do hear voices, but you know, not that way. You know,
you hear the positive, flow. Of
these voices make me rich. Okay, they don't make me shoot people. That's it. Napoleon Hill says it's dominant thoughts.
Okay.
I'm trying to. People learn different ways. If when you repeat something. Somebody gets it the first time, sharp people, and then, you know, average people get it a few more times, and then that one person that's resisting will get it when all right, fine, I get it now. You, I said it enough that I got past the resistance, right? Dominant thoughts, I like to say it is, you have two thoughts. I just say two thoughts. I'm a real simple guy. I don't have any fancy words for my stuff. It's just, I don't have sponsored thoughts, dominant thoughts. I say you have two thoughts. The first thought is what automatically happens for you when you say that learned behavior. That second thought is the one you really manifest every time. And I gave you a good example. When I put a time limit on it, you get that second thought. When I say, you look good today, you smile but it's not a real smile. A real smile covers your whole face, your eyes squinch up. It's not pretty whatsoever, which makes it beautiful. But that's a real smile. She, her forehead has wrinkles in it. You know, she has to, you know, all that stuff. You know, she's losing control. Snot's coming out of the nose. This is a real smile.
Wait, no snot.
Okay. Real smile. But so you do it. You do your learned behavior. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then you, in your head, you go, but I don't feel it.
Yeah.
That thought.
That's the one you keep manifesting into your reality.
Oh, that thought.
The trick to life is to get both thoughts to match.
Okay.
To deliberately get your learned behavior to match your dominant thoughts. Then you can manifest anything you want.
Okay.
You can.
Yeah, okay. It's always that second one. Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you, watch. But the series that I'm doing, college series, this 42 plus hours law of attraction call, I'm giving it away for free. Just
thank you.
Handing it
thank you very much.
Handing it away for free. I want to tell you, a million of you are going to take advantage of this. I don't believe that. I believe 200 million of you are going to take advantage of this. Get it? Because I'm so prosperous, a million is a low number to me. 200 million is very believable for me. I haven't even stretched my faith by saying 200 million. I want to say 2 billion. But when I do that, I'm aware that my second thought is so logical, but that's one of my problems. I'm going, come on, man. It's like 2/7 of the whole world. We think about what you're saying.
2/7. That's pretty good odds. I mean,
you know, it's like 47% of the whole world. Come on, man. Who you know is reaching 47% of the whole world besides Facebook? This is what my... I'm not telling you that I won't convince myself 2 billion. I'm saying that I'm so self-aware that I know if I stretch it to 2 billion, by that little...
voice back there.
And I just say, thank you for sharing. Be quiet. We had enough of you today. We're going to get on 2 billion real quick.
So this how do you do that? Like, how
exactly
you...
the way I did it.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes I say, shut the, you know, the pillow that I had in my pocket that day.
So does that work with negative thoughts?
That was negative thought.
I mean,
I was paying attention. Thought?
I mean, I'm sorry, but 40% of the world getting there, that's positive.
Me
but
not believing I can get the 40% was negative.
Okay.
And so therefore, I just simply, thank you, and it's done. It's all energy gets. And I convince myself 2 billion until both my thoughts match.
Okay.
But 200 million is very believable for me. I don't even have to try that.
So when that voice gets to talk, okay, so this is what... This is my problem. I have that very problem.
Mm-hmm. Everybody
does. I tell myself, yeah, this is this. And then that second thought pops up. And there are times where I can be like, shut up, Yana. And I keep moving. But then there are times where I'm not even focused on what that second thought is, that it actually has a chance to really get in. So what was my question?
How do you stop it from happening?
Like
sometimes it gets in and you don't even know what to answer.
Yeah, like the ones I'm aware of,
I'm aware and like, how did you get here? And then you have to go through a process to get it back in the...
Two things there. I'm going to tell you, your answer to your question is very simple. But I need to tell you, thing number one, so you can see why it's already there. It's not already there because you put it there. 99% of your thoughts are not yours. In my case, probably 99% of my thoughts are mine. I didn't get here. I had to assassinate every last one of my thoughts just to rebuild my own. We're now talking about number one in this question. So let me answer your question. You stop giving energy to your negative thoughts. That's the answer to your question. And you pay attention to the 2 billion. And you keep saying it until you... Thoughts plus emotions equals creation. So you pay, you keep saying it until you have the emotion behind it.
Okay.
And once you do that, you develop this expectancy, which automatically leads into creation.
Okay.
That's the answer to your question. Go ahead. I'm finna.
You just said that little thought, and all of a sudden it's here. It's because I put emotion into it.
Okay. So let me tell you why you have this. Takes me right back to number one. This is why you have emotion there, because everybody in your life, when you were a pup coming up, you love them and you don't want them to be wrong. So you took everything they said. I'll name you these people, but they're also entities. Your church, your mom, your dad, your government, your TV programs, your favorite TV character, your boyfriend, your husband, your girlfriend, your wife, all these people you love, your best friend, the third grade kid that bullied you. You, for some reason, put a lot of your opinion into their opinion of you. And you got all these thoughts, plus many more. What magazines say beautiful is. We will put the most unhealthiest thing on a magazine and say, that's beautiful. And that's not to take away from anybody who is on the magazine. But think about this for a second. 1% of the world looks like what's on a magazine. Mm-hmm. Why would you dare? You see, you're not, you're convinced that's everyone looks like that but you.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone taught you that. How they teach that? It's called consumerism. They needed you to know that. They needed you to believe that so you can buy. They didn't want you to actually go lose the weight. Oh, buy this makeup. You'll look like the person you idolize. They wear this. Buy it and you'll look like them. Who wore it better?
Yeah.
Your thoughts are not your own. You don't have thoughts. You have other people's thoughts. There's a good book that I would love to encourage you. I don't get paid for this. Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiani. He's the founder of Mind Valley. It is, seriously, Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiani. Great book that will help you get rid of these thoughts in your head. Those thoughts that are already there, they're only there because somebody put them there. I personally, so here's how you get rid of those thoughts in your head. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
When I say I killed those thoughts, that's what I actually did. I received other thoughts.
Just like you were talking about, you just build other stuff around them.
That's it. Y'all reject. I do not.
Okay.
Once I became open to experience, life started letting me live experiences, and I got to discover what I believe didn't match my experience.
It's
the deepest thing I said the whole time.
Repeat.
Once I became open to experiences, life started giving me experiences. And I got, you have an appropriate reaction, because this is the deepest thing I said before. I got in my head that what I experienced didn't match my beliefs.
Repeat it one more time.
By the time I start living freely and accepting everything, what was taught to me didn't match my experience with what I just went through. I'll give you an example. Muslims are terrorists. I know plenty of them. My experience with Muslims are, these are really wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts that were taught to me is they were not. Mm-hmm. So you know what I had to do? Experience. Who taught me this? You got to go. I like this one better. All men are dogs. Okay? I know that good guy and that good guy. My experience is not all men are dogs. Just the ones I keep choosing.
Move on.
So men aren't broken. My picker is.
Move on. Yes. No.
You get what I'm saying?
I just turned mine off.
You, I mean, you. It's so many different things that my experience has taught me that the people who taught me were wrong. And that's why many of you can't let go of your beliefs, because you love them so much you don't want them to be wrong. So you pause your life keeping a limited belief so you never have to hurt their feelings. Okay, mm-hmm. You can go ahead.
No, when you said that, I'm thinking of all the people that I gave my beliefs to that were wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a lot.
And almost said something inappropriate, which would have been inaccurate too. I was going to say we are a cancer. That's not true. We behave like cancer sometimes. When we have limited beliefs, we go and spread it as fast as we can. Yes. When we have a bad restaurant experience, we tell as many people as we can. We post on social media, we tell it, we blog about it. All of y'all get this negativity. And we multiply it. Remember, I told you cancer just rapidly mitosis, mitosis, you split up, rapidly dividing and multiplying cells over and over until it gets out of control. That's really what it is. That's cancer. And this is why you say layman's term, cancer spread to the whatever limb you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's what this is doing. It's cancer. We rapidly divide our negativity and we put it everywhere. Blogosphere, stratospheres, atmosphere, hatersphere. We cook with it and we season chicken with it. We do all that stuff. We do everything bad with it. And then we have a good experience, we tell one person. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Now, I'm not telling you that we are cancers. I'm saying we resist so much that we don't act like human beings. Mm. Everything in nature is more in harmony with nature than us. Mm-hmm. Everything. Animals.
And they don't try, they just be. Oh, come on.
So if you go back to like day two, I gave an equation. And said knowledge plus experience equals being. And you are only here. You agreed to create a source to be here. To be. You don't have to. In fact, thank you. You don't have to become anything. You already are everything. The only reason that's hard for you to accept is because you've been taught the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, I'm going to be very respectable here. So I have a large following. Since I'm a Hebrew scholar, I actually have Hebrew descendants, scholars, and practicing people here. The reason I brought up Hebrew is because I'm going to go to a Hebraic understanding. A Hebraic origin of something. It's not an understanding. An origin. The Hebraic origin, which is your Old Testament, but I'm thinking here differently, is you are made in the image of what made you. Nobody who is religious would disagree with that. There's so many different religions that would say that. So nobody, that makes everybody comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
But then you turn right around and say you just like the devil. You never caught that you do that. You never caught. It makes you very uncomfortable when I tell you you are of the same substance as what created you. Makes you very uncomfortable. You're like, so what you saying? I say, you God. Woo, wait a minute. I mean, it makes you very uncomfortable. But you embody being the devil. I'm born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You don't even realize you're doing this. You've bought hook, line, and sinker the exact opposite of what you actually are. And then you make God very evil. Oh man, you're offending me now. I'm not trying to offend you. Just think about how you make God. He's just if you do all these right things, then he'll forgive you and love you. I'm not trying to pick on nobody. Go ahead. There's gonna be some punches and some comments about this one.
Okay. Therefore, when we resist everything positive, when we resist who we truly are, we vibrate at a frequency that allows for everything that we don't want to enter. But because we've been taught to resist everything that we are, we automatically, we resist because we're taught to resist, but we're resisting the positive things that have us vibrate at a frequency that keeps us out of disease.
All facts. You didn't do that as a baby. You did that when you were taught as a baby, negativity, poverty, safety. Don't do this, don't do that, don't believe this, don't believe that. As a baby, you came out here conquering the world.
So we have to change how we think in order for us to not, and we can't be resistant to that change in order for us to vibrate and be effective.
Congratulations, you're a billion times correct. Because the highest form of energy is thought.
Thought. So when you think to be accepting, you become
accepting. When you become accepting, you also accept prosperity. Because prosperity and poverty can't exist in the same place at the same time. So when you accept what is non-prosperous must flee. When you cut on the light in the dark must flee.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
I accept that. I receive that. Why don't I remember it?
Because
Is it practice makes perfect?
No. I would normally, okay, so now I got three things to say now. The reason I so firmly say practice makes perfect is a no, because it does not. You are perfect. I know.
I keep forgetting that. Why do I keep forgetting that?
Because you haven't remembered. I covered that yesterday, didn't I? You haven't gone back and become a member of the creative source. Remember, you are still out here separate, not using the energy that makes you powerful. You yourself simply have not joined the membership again because you want to be more like the devil and more like your God.
No, I don't.
But that's what you do. That's what you're taught. It is. Okay. It is. I'm not. But come. I don't. Nobody disconnect. Well, you're more than welcome to. You can email info@theatsjr. It's on there somewhere. You got it. You got this far, and you can get this here. You can email me and we can dialogue. I would love to meet all of you and talk to all of you. I am not pushing against any religion. If you're resisting everything I'm saying, of course you think I am. Mm-hmm. You have no choice. Because you can't hear anything of prosperity. You can't. What I am telling you is very simple. You keep comparing yourself to what is fear. And you keep saying I was born in fear and shaped in it. When Hebraically, you were born in love and made after love's image.
I like that.
You can't have both. Okay. I'm not trying. The reason why I have a vast understanding of so much is because I accept so much. And when something in my experience doesn't match my beliefs, I release those beliefs. and enjoy my experience.
Something I experienced does not match my beliefs. I let go of the beliefs.
That's right. And I enjoy my experience.
I'm going to repeat it one more time. Go ahead.
Put it in the head.
When I experience something that does not match my beliefs, I get rid of those beliefs, enjoy the experience.
Mm-hmm. And I enjoy my experience. How many people do you know who have flat out anticipated I was going to do something to them and never done it? Something negative, I mean. Hey, this is a good job. Let's do this as well. He said he didn't like anything I said. I hated all of it. Wait a minute.
You didn't say that.
Wait a minute. I'm simply adding value to your prosperity so you can have more prosperity.
Oh, dang it, Tony. But
since you are a resistor, you know.
I did that.
And when you resist, you only create what you don't want. So check it out. I got you. No. Just a second. This is the fifth time I repeated this on purpose. If you're not living your dreams, it means you're living your rejections. And if you're living your rejections and still rejecting, you're only rejecting the opposite of your rejection. What is the opposite of your rejections?
The positivity.
Positivity.
The prosperity.
Prosperity. If you're only manifesting rejection and you keep rejecting, what you're actually pushing out is your breakthrough.
Your dream.
It just wasn't packaged the way you wanted to be. Go ahead.
Okay. So to help others understand what Tony was talking about in regards to not receiving and resisting.
Oh, I wasn't necessarily pointing at y'all.
When I first started working with Antonio, my company was not the company it is today. My company was strictly dealing with the music industry. I resisted Tony for 2 years. For 2 years, I pushed away prosperity. For 2 years, I pushed away income. Because I was resisting instead of receiving. If I would have received what he was trying to tell me in the beginning, my company would have been prosperous from the beginning. He was informing me, and not once did he knock my company. Not once did he say, no, this isn't a good idea. He was like, that's great. Well, maybe you should try this. Like he just said what he does. But I took it as, no, because you're telling me what to do with my company. No, because you're trying to change my company. This is not what I wanted for my company. For 2 years, I did this. For 2 years, I got not one check. For 2 years, I had not one prosperous client. For 2 years. And when I actually started receiving what he was telling me instead of resisting what he was telling me, I got my first, I actually have multiple clients. Multiple prosperous clients, and I started receiving income.
Two celebrity clients.
Yes.
Okay.
Two celebrity clients.
Did you make money before me?
No.
Now, I did not make you money. I know that's what you're going to attribute it to. I get it. You finally accepting made you money.
Accepting the information that Tony gave me.
Fair enough. I expect you to do that. That's because you have integrity. But it was you changing your position innerly.
And my thoughts.
That's
with
what
your assistance.
But
in receiving your assistance.
I was just the universe giving you what you secretly wanted. You just kept saying, nope. You not the way I thought it would come.
So?
That's it. No. Mine's going to come this way. Get away from me. In conclusion, If you are not living your dreams, it means you're living your rejections. If you're living your rejections, you can only be rejecting your dreams. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.